With the outbreak showing no signs of stopping, how well prepared are hospitals here in Australia? Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
Sydney's Westmead Hospital is well acquainted with coronavirus. It's already treated 4 patients with the disease.
In the hospital, we currently have 2 designated areas where we can safely manage these patients at all levels of severity.
Professor Tanya Sorrell is the hospital's Director of Infectious Disease Services. Westmead's designated areas have room for about 10 to 12 beds, and there are at least 50 staff with specific training in how to treat infectious diseases. But if there's a major outbreak in Australia, Westmead will quickly be at capacity.
The process is being put in place so that if there are a large number of cases, they can certainly be managed in other hospitals around Sydney, particularly those that are the higher level hospitals.
In Victoria, preparations for this kind of scenario are also well underway.
We are working on an assumption that there's a pandemic emerging now.
Brett Sutton is Victoria's Chief Health Officer. He says escalating warnings of a probable pandemic are galvanising Australia's national response.
The severe scenario is a scenario in which any hospital would be available to create bed capacity. So, you know, in those much more challenging scenarios, you're going to open up the entire healthcare sector to its spare capacity.
But, of course, hospitals often already operate at capacity. So Dr. Sutton says other measures will have to be taken to reduce pressure on resources.
When we've got huge numbers, potentially, then you're not looking at single rooms or negative pressure isolation rooms. You're looking at cohorting confirmed cases together. So all those people who are confirmed with the disease in a ward together, everyone has the disease, and therefore you're not needing to isolate them individually from each other.
But the hope is that we won't get to that worst possible scenario. Professor Tanya Sorrell says from what she's seen of the modelling of the virus, Australian hospitals should be well equipped to handle an outbreak.
We would not expect it to occur as an avalanche, if you like. We would expect the number of cases to increase up to a maximum and then start to decrease.
The next step, regardless of the number of cases, is for medical and allied health staff to learn more about the virus. For that, Australia will rely on information from China, where it all began.
They've learnt a lot through the process of, effectively treating 75,000+ cases. And so we'll have a lot to learn from China, and then we'll try and disseminate those clinical guidelines around what are the most effective interventions, what's the general care for a moderately severe case, someone needing intensive care, etc.
That's Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Brett Sutton, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.